Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. And today we're going to talk about three pretty common training mistakes that a lot of players make that you need to avoid when you are training on your own. Hopefully you're training on your own, right? That's very, very important. So the first one being a lack of mental engagement or focus. And this is something that I've talked about numerous times. I think this is really common among players, especially younger players. They have a tendency to go through the motions, especially in any type of drill or environment when there is no live defense, when there isn't that competitive element, whether it's, you know, passing patterns or you're doing foot skills or things like that. Especially when you're out on your own and you go outside into the backyard or you go to a near field and you step out on the grass and, you know, maybe you tap the ball around, you spend a minute or two juggling, you know, maybe you do some toe taps or some bells, you know, take a couple of easy shots, you know, and it's been 30 seconds, maybe a minute or two, and you glance up, you look around at what's going on, maybe you pull out your phone and you start scrolling and looking through that and checking your social media and you put it back and then you kind of repeat that process and you might do that for 30 minutes or an hour or even, you know, you're out there for a couple of hours and you really haven't gotten much done. You haven't really done anything that's going to improve you as a player. And this is a really, really common problem, especially nowadays, which is why I mentioned the phone, you know, in this age of the screen where everyone's constantly tapping on a screen and scrolling through social media or email or texts or whatever it is. So it's important to understand that your training time is your training time. And if you're going to train, train, right? Don't waste time. And if you do that, if you understand that and you start having that in your head, how important that is, and you're really trying to improve on that, you're going to find that you can accomplish a lot more in 15 minutes of good, focused, mentally engaged training than an hour or two or three of what I just described to you. And so you'll, by being able to do that, you'll also find that if you struggle to find training time in general because of a busy schedule, you're able to get more out of less time. And when you start thinking, okay, I don't need 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day, or sometimes maybe not even an hour a day. If I'm really, really focused, I can get something of quality done in 10, 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour, and still be better off than the players that might be going out there for an hour or two because they're training with a lack of mental engagement, with a lack of a focus. So look, this isn't, if you struggle with this, it's not easy to just jump into being focused for an extended period of time. So if you struggle with this, start small. Take breaks. It could be a 5, 10, 15-minute ball training session that you have laid out where you're doing 30 focused seconds of the work and then 30 seconds of rest. And then complete focus again on the 30 seconds of work. And sometimes what I found too, if you're doing something like that and you are doing foot skill patterns, you know, counting touches can help you stay focused in what you're doing. You're not, because a lot of times if you're thinking, okay, it's just 30 seconds, and then, which goes by quick, but if you're thinking it's 30 seconds and as soon as you start doing your touches, you're thinking about the 30 seconds going quick, it can sometimes take a long time and your mind starts focusing on that. When am I going to hear that beep on my phone or what have you to let me know the 30 seconds are up instead of focusing on what you're actually doing? So sometimes counting touches can help with that. You might want to experiment and see if that's a help for you. And look, if this is a really big struggle for you, start even smaller. You know, start with just 3 minutes. Start with just bells for 50 touches or what have you. And you'll see how these two other things kind of play into this. They kind of all work together and help each other out. And the second problem is really definitely goes with the lack of mental engagement is a lack of intensity. When you're not mentally engaged, you're also not very intense in your training either. They kind of go hand in hand. So And a good example too, going back to the bells, because it's easy to use with numbers. If you can get, if you're someone who can get 100 quality touches doing bells in a minute, but you're maybe usually getting 30, 40, or 50, you're not training intensely enough, right? You're not putting in that effort and that intensity that you need. And a lot of times, unfortunately, this lack of intensity also kind of what you get that spills into it is a bit of sloppiness as well. And so the chances are not only are you going to improve in that manner, but you're going to pick up bad habits too, and you can actually see a setback in how you do that. Okay. So it's important to be intense with your training. And just real quick, because I know I've mentioned this before, is that mental engagement and that intensity to kind of go together. This is with I've used these experiments with players to show the team in their young ages. One kind of the example I just used with you with the bells is I had a player I had very good foot skills that I knew could do things like this really well, that I had her do bells in front of the team. And before she went, I said, look, don't worry about being, getting a million of them. Just kind of do them at a normal pace that's, a pace you could definitely improve upon, that you can do better than. Like, don't go all out. She just kind of did normal, and I had everyone watch her, and I said, okay, now, and I don't remember the number, but now I said, okay, now something like get 100 touches. I'm gonna time you've got 45 seconds or 60 seconds or whatever. And I knew this is something she could do, but it would be challenging. But then she did that, and it kind of helped with the players to kind of get that light bulb that clicked on in their head of, oh, okay, I can see the difference in the focus and the intensity. Okay. So I think that's an important thing to understand. And I've done that with multiple players too. When they were younger, working on one touch play, I used to do drills where they'd be, and it would be between cones, right? Each player would have two cones in front of them, depending on ability and so forth, maybe 2 feet apart or 3 feet apart or whatever, and they had to pass back and forth to each other one touch, and it had to go through all four cones. So you had the two right in front of you and the two right in front of the other player. And I did. I said, okay, have players just, I would use two players as an example. Okay, just one touch, pass back and forth through the cones, and then let that go on. And then it was, okay, now you've got to get X number in 30 seconds, right? And again, you would see the difference. And then and then of course, I would add something in, some sort of quote unquote punishment. And I say it like that because it wasn't really a punishment. We weren't being negative. It's more fun for the team, where if they don't get that number, there's something they would have to do. And then I would have it set up so they're all going at the same time, and we would go for also for numbers of successful passes, right? We give you 60 seconds, and how many successful could you get? And if you mess up, you went back to zero. And it's a completely different environment in terms of their engagement and their intensity, and then also the quality of the play when you start adding in those elements. And it gives players a good understanding of what you mean when you talk about lack of focus or lack of intensity and so forth. Number three, of course, is having a lack of plan, not having a plan when you go out and training. So if you're going to train efficiently, if you're going to be productive in your training, if you're going to stay focused and mentally engaged and be intense, you need a plan to follow. It's hard to train with any type of intensity or focus if you grab your ball and you go out to the field, and then it's kind of like, okay, well, now what? You don't really have any idea what you're going to do. And you simply might make things up as you go along. Maybe you take a few shots, you juggle for a couple of minutes, what have you, but it's not going to be very helpful. And as another example, especially if there are parents listening to this, I think you can understand this example well. Is you see this a lot in the gym with adults in fitness centers. They kind of, you see the ones that come in, they don't really have a plan. They wander from machine to machine. It's like, oh, they go to the one machine and they put on a weight and they do a few reps, and maybe they do another set, and they're kind of looking around like, oh, okay, what should I do next? And it's one reason why adults never see the results they want to see when they start exercising, right? So, and look, understand this too. I think it's part of us understand there are times to go out and mess around and goof off and smile and laugh and try silly things because that can be a lot of fun. It can help you decompress mentally. It can help recharge your batteries and get your enthusiasm going again. And it's definitely important to do from time to time. And I think that's separate from your training. Like you might have it, maybe maybe you're really young and it's the only thing you're doing extra now is you're doing, 15 minutes a day with the ball at your feet, which is an awesome start. It's more than most players. So do that. And then you can do other things too, right? You can go out and just knock the ball around with mom or dad or a sibling or a friend. And you can go out and be goofy and challenge your friend to juggling or maybe play the crossbar challenge or play some soccer, golf, or what have you. That's all great too. But it shouldn't be stuff that you do instead of your training. Hopefully that makes sense. So if you're going out for whenever you go out for a training session, keep these three things in mind. Focus, your mental engagement, your intensity, having a plan. You can be a lot further ahead than your competition, and you can be able to do it in less time. Hopefully that makes sense as well. I think I'm going to leave it there. I had a few other things, but I will save them for another podcast. Thanks again for listening. I really do appreciate it. I hope the first week of your new year is going fantastic. I hope it's been a great holiday season. You're looking forward to getting going in the new year. So if you've been enjoying the podcast and so forth, also please let other people know. I really do appreciate it. As you know, the Facebook has said goodbye to the 8,000 member Facebook group. So that's definitely been a different thing. And I'm still looking into other ways that we can maybe kind of get that group back together using something like Discord or something like that. So if you have ideas, please let me know. If you're listening to this on Spotify, there should be a place where you can actually make comments. You can always send me an email at the soccer specialist 9 at gmail.com. Also, a great way to support the podcast and all the other content. I've been sending out emails with content every day is to go to thesoccerspecialist.com/supporters. I would really, really appreciate it. Check that out. Other than that, I'm going to leave it there. I really do appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you later.